Right now, we are joined by the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. He's in his third season as Reds manager. He led the Reds to the postseason last year for the first time since 2013. He played 12 years in the major leagues. Cincinnati is in first in the NL Central. They're hosting Arizona tomorrow night. We are joined by their manager, David Bell. David, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Jim, how are you doing? Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you on, David. Thanks so much for doing it. There are lots of good things surrounding the Reds right now. Let me start here, if you don't mind, though. You're coming off a game against Cleveland where Shane Bieber struck out 13. You did manage to get a few runs off of him, but when you're going up against a guy who's got that kind of stuff, how tough is it, and how do you go about shaking that off and moving on?
Well, I think you said it. I mean, you look at it as, you know, this guy's pretty special. He was really good. And I know he has been for a while now, but it was one of the first times we've seen him, and he's just an outstanding pitcher. And, you know, we went out, we were able to score a few runs off him, you know, and you go into every game figuring out how to beat him and expecting to win. But at the end of the day, you try to keep it to one game, you know, and you try to, you know, keep it in perspective and just ready to move forward. We, you know, it's been a good start. Obviously, we have a long, long way to go. A lot of good things happening, and, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge, but we have a long way to go.
The fact of the matter is, David, you have, and I mentioned that, there's so many good things happening with your team right now, so you're probably like, yo, great, why'd you start me off with that, Rome? I have to admit, because Shane Bieber went to UC Santa Barbara, and I went to UC Santa Barbara, and he walked on there, I'm just fascinated by all things Shane Bieber, so I did that, so maybe that wasn't cool. But that's, in full disclosure, that's why I did that. Now, your team, you guys, there's so many good things going on. You're second right now in the National League in runs scored after Friday's win over Cleveland. Jeff Hoffman was saying, quote, we were smelling blood, and we've got guys that when they smell blood, they go and get it, end quote. How would you describe the attitude of this team right now, especially when they've got a bat in their hands?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great question. Last year, you know, it was different in so many ways. One of the challenges we had, we got off to a bit of a slow start offensively, and as we know, last year you didn't have a whole lot of time to make up for it. You know, we believe in our players, we believe in our team, we believed in our offense, and it started to turn around like we expected it to the last couple weeks of the season, and I fully believe it would have fully turned around, you know, if it was a full season. So I think we're seeing some of that carryover from last year. I also believe that we weren't satisfied with where we were as an offense, and we, you know, we're motivated to get better and motivated to learn from last year, and you know, we're open-minded to doing things a little bit different, kind of evolving our offensive philosophy a little bit. So we used it properly, and I'm really proud of our coaches and definitely proud of our players and hitters for just staying with it, you know, and if anything, we tried to do too much last year because our guys are so competitive, and now all that's paying off. Like I said, we have a long way to go, but it's been a good start. You know, it's been a lot to build on, and you know, we really like where we are, not only our offense, but you know, you mentioned the attitude of our team, and I think we've grown a lot over the last couple of years as a team. A lot of the same guys have been here, and the attitude is what do we do to win? You know, it's all about winning games, and you know, that's a fun environment to be a part of, and our players have done a great job creating that.
Reds manager David Bell joining us. I think, David, they would say that you created that, and then certainly they're following through with that. I'll give you an example. Your catcher, Tucker Barnhart, said last year, quote, he maintained a message of stick with it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Stick with the process. All of those cliche things that you hear, but it's true, and it's not just eyewash just to get a quote out there. It's just the way he is. He truly believes in us, end quote. I'm curious, as somebody who played the game at the highest level for more than a decade like you did, how important is it to have a manager who does truly believe in you and who is consistent with that message?
Well, definitely that makes you feel good, and I want our players to know how much I believe in them, and because it's true, you know, and I would, there's nowhere I'd rather be, and it's just an incredible responsibility to be here to serve these guys and to do everything I can to show how much I believe in them and trust them and all that. But I truly do know that the credit is with the players in that clubhouse. I mean, the things that we went through last year, the challenges that so many of us went through in a lot of ways, and they didn't ever give up, and they did stay together. And there was plenty of opportunities to go their separate ways, and they didn't do it. And, it did pay off with a playoff berth. It was a good experience and something we can build on. So I see myself as very lucky to be in this position, to have the players that we have, an incredible coaching staff, front office that supports, everything that we're doing, is very creative, and we're in a good spot as a team. The culture that's been created is good, and it gives us a great chance.
We are talking to David Bell. David, let me ask you about Joey Votto. He did not get off to a really fast start, but then he broke out against Cleveland. I'm curious, when you have a guy like that that means so much both in and outside that clubhouse, when he gets it going, what's it mean to the entire lineup when he starts to hit like that, and then how contagious is it?
It means a lot. Yeah, I mean, he's like you said, so important to this team, to the city. Sets a great example with the way he plays the game, his work ethic. He's obviously a great player. So when he's having fun playing this game, and I would say halfway through last year, so a month into the season, he made some really courageous changes. Even for him, he wanted to get more aggressive. He wanted to get more on the attack, both offensively and defensively. And I think he started having more fun, like he did in the past, at the plate. He started enjoying it more. He definitely enjoys this team and believes that we have a chance to win, and I think that's really given him an extra boost. And, it really shows up in the way he is in the clubhouse every day, the way he's on the field. He's enjoying himself, and he's clearly a big, part of this team and a leader of this team. So watching him enjoy it makes us all feel good.
Talking to David Bell for a few more moments. David, I'd like to ask you about something, if you're comfortable with it. It seems to me that when you're in the position that you're in and you're a leader and you have to lead from the front and people are constantly leaning on you when things go wrong or things get challenging, I always wonder about those leaders and who do they lean on when things get tough. Your brother Mike passed away from cancer last month at the age of 46. He was just so, so young. What was Mike like as a person, and what kind of an impact did he have on you?
Well, thank you for asking. He besides being my best friend, I think a lot of people would say that. He was also someone that even though he was 2-3 years younger than me, someone that I looked up to and learned a lot from him. I think the best way to describe Mike is he was just generous. He was generous with his time, a great listener. He was always there for people. And he truly put others first. And you hear that a lot, but Mike lived it. He was always there for you. And just a generous, loving, kind. And on top of that, a great family man and also just a great leader. The jobs that he had, he contributed so much in a short period of time, and it's funny. Over the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've learned probably more about Mike, things that he would never tell me from people that were around him. That it's tough to hear because it makes me miss him anymore, but it also has been really helpful in a way. So definitely missed, and some ways I feel his love and energy surrounding us even more today.
It's so interesting you say that, because I was going to ask you that very thing. Like, nobody knew him like you knew him. Nobody loved him like you loved him. But then when something like that happens, and I kind of apply it to my own life, David, way back in the day, my father passed away. He had leukemia also, and we were not, because that was a father-son thing, and we kind of knocked heads, and I worked for him. It was a different type of thing. But when he passed away and I was still in the family business, like, I would go around and talk to people that he did business with, and they would tell me stories about him, things that I didn't know, and it meant so much to me. Like, for instance, last week when you faced San Francisco, Lamont Wade Jr., center fielder, met you at home plate with the exchange of the lineup cards. He had played with the Twins where Mike was the bench coach. What did that moment mean to you as an example?
That's a great example. And, you know, first I was blown away, and then, you know, and then I'm just reminded that how incredible people are, you know, to make that effort to go out of their way. And it's happened over and over and over again by so many people. And clearly it's also, first and foremost, a kind of a reminder of who Mike was and how much Mike meant to so many people. And that was amazing what Gabe and Lamont did. I've had several conversations with players, and some of the things they say, it's just it makes me miss him, but it makes me so happy that he made the most of his time and was there on such an intimate level for people and helped them in so many ways.
So, final thought then, like baseball, David, it's interesting, isn't it? Baseball, the culture of baseball, it's just so different. It's so unique. It's kind of neat. Like my kids, I've got two kids, one who's a sophomore in high school who's playing ball, and I've got a sophomore in college who played up until a senior year in high school. Just the fabric of the game, the culture of the game, you're all trying to beat each other's brains in. But when things like this happen, isn't it unique, the entire community of baseball and what it's like and how it can come together in moments like this? It's kind of cool, right?
I don't know that I can say it any better than that. You know, I truly have been blown away by the support and people reaching out and the things they're saying and the thoughtfulness. You're exactly right. It says so much about baseball and people in general. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, I've never gone through anything like this, fortunately, but like you kind of want to be by yourself. And in this case, hearing from people, sharing stories, hearing people talk about Mike, I can't even tell you how much it's meant to me and our entire family. And it's really helped us through this process. It doesn't get any easier, but it has helped a lot.
I think, and who am I to say, I think that's something that you never, ever, ever, ever get over, ever, but you just hope to get beyond it, and as time goes on, you remember all the amazing things, and hopefully that's starting already, and then in the meantime, you're doing your thing, and you're coming to work every single day, and you've got a team you love, and the guys love each other, and the team's playing great ball, and, you know, this life, man, life, right? Life.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jim.
I appreciate it too, David. And I'll tell you why. I really appreciate that, because I know that's a hard conversation to have, but I think there's a lot of people going through hard things that hear something like that, and they get the inspiration in that, and they get the power in that, and they get the love in that. He is the Reds manager. He's in his third season there. They are playing great ball right now. They're at home tomorrow night. David, I'm glad that you and I could come together and have that conversation. Thanks for sharing yourself and your family, and we'll do it again soon and talk some more ball too soon.
Jim, thank you for having me. I appreciate the conversation.
I appreciate it too. David, thank you so much. David Bell, my guest, manager of the Reds. And you can tell how strongly I really appreciate that conversation. That's not an easy conversation to have, but I think there's a lot of people going through a lot of things. And I mean, I hate to say this thing again, because I always say it when this topic comes up, but it's so true. Everybody knows somebody who has battled cancer, or knows somebody who knows somebody, or they're in the midst of it, or they've been through it. And I had that conversation because I've had this in my family, and I lost my father to it. So, we all identify with it. And it's, I almost said a really bad word. It's terrible, man. It's horrible.